Hello and welcome to the recording for Sunday the 15th of August 2021. And we're still on school holiday, which is great. I think we've had 3 weeks now, so halfway. For some people are going back earlier, so it'll be a little bit less than half to go for you. But in the meantime, I hope you're enjoying. The weather is a lot better now, so hopefully it's been a good weekend for you. Yes, we're still looking at countries to try and guess which one I'm thinking of. This one is quite unique in that the four letters of this country and the four letters of its capital are completely different letters. They do not have any letters in common, which I thought was very, very interesting. Okay, so for 5 points, this country is the third largest country in South America after Brazil and Argentina. For 4 points, the money in this country is called Sol. S-O-L. For 3 points, potatoes were originally from this country. For 2 points, it has the world's largest canyon. And for 1 point, its capital is called Lima. Did you guess that the country I was thinking of was Peru? If so, well done. Other interesting things about Peru is that it is known as the land of the Incas, because that's where the Inca tribe people used to live. It has the highest sand dunes, and it is home to the largest flying bird called a giant lean condor, which has a wingspan of 10 feet. It has the largest lake in the world, which is called Lake Titicaca. So there you have it. Today we are looking at the book of Mark, chapter 7, starting from verse 31. And it's a story of Jesus healing a deaf and mute man. Okay, so from verse 31. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, Jesus came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they brought to him one who was deaf and also dumb. And they asked Jesus to put his hands upon him. Jesus took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And at once his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke clearly. And Jesus charged them that they should not tell anyone. But the more he charged them, so much the more, a great deal, they spoke about it, and went around amazed, saying, he has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. So I think a really, really nice and interesting miracle there that Jesus performed. And Jesus was always moving. He was always moving around, moving forward, going to different places to reach different people, because they didn't have the modern telecommunication system that we have. They tended not to write each other letters. They didn't have phone numbers or text messaging or anything like that. They didn't have Instagram or any of those things. So Jesus had to go to people. He had to go to people to reach them and tell them the good news of Jesus, of God's redemption, of how God wanted to save people. It's interesting to find out whether you have ever traveled far. Apart from going to Zimbabwe, then that's the furthest I've ever been. I haven't been anywhere that's terribly far. I've been to a few European countries. Went to Mallorca, Italy, Spain, another part of Spain I went to. So I've been there a couple of times, but nowhere terribly, terribly far, I don't think. So, I wouldn't have found it as easy as Jesus did to travel from place to place. But also he had a mission to do and he was determined to do it. So, he would have traveled to wherever he needed to go. And we need to make sure we are surging forward in our mission in life. And we need to not let things limit us or stop us, but we need to move forward all the time and to be making progress. And now people believed Jesus and they believed that he could do great things because the word got out. They heard about Jesus, they heard about the things he had done, and it helped them to increase their faith and trust in him and to think, well, if he can do that for someone else, maybe he can do something in my case. So they were constantly bringing people to Jesus, constantly asking him to do things. And in this case, they just said, lay your hand on him. If you lay your hand on him, great things will happen and something life-changing will happen for this man. So they had faith that Jesus didn't have to do a very hard things. He just had to do a simple thing and everything would be okay. Because sometimes when we find that we can do something, we want to be famous for it and we want to be well known and we want to spread the news around that, oh yes, I did this great thing or I achieved something great, and we put it on Facebook or whatever else. But Jesus was not like that, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So Jesus had other ideas. He didn't just want to put his hand on the man. Maybe he had healed someone in that same way, but he would find lots of different ways of healing someone of the same thing, of di healing different people of the same thing. And in this case, he decided to be rather disgusting, if you ask me. He was amazing. He was not a show off, but he really wanted things kept quiet. So he takes the man away from the rest of the crowd. He puts his fingers in his ears. I don't like putting my finger in people's ears. I like to know that those ears are clean, and sometimes you cannot always tell. Then he spits. I don't like spit. And then he touches the man's tongue. I wouldn't want someone touching my tongue. And in this case, Jesus is amazing in the way he heals this man. And then he says this, be opened, a command, and the man is able to hear again. Because we don't hear anything about his family circumstances, whether he was an uncle or a father or a husband to anyone. His parents would have been quite stressed about this whole situation because I don't know how many jobs he would have been able to do without being able to hear or to speak. Even socially, he would struggle because he might not make a lot of friends who are patient enough to try and work out what he's trying to communicate if he cannot speak. And then he can't hear them, so they have to always face him when they're talking to him or use different signs. It would have been really, really challenging. And when they were asking Jesus to heal him, it was really to give him a life-changing experience. And I wonder whether any of us have had life-changing experiences or times when, things have really drastically changed for you, where you feel that you might be a new person or you might be, something really, really amazing has happened to you. And also, are we mute in some of our lives? Are we mute in the things that we do? Can we speak clearly and freely? Do we feel we are being heard, that our opinions are being considered? It's very important that we feel that we can get our point across and that we can make a difference in our lives and other people's lives. We should stand up for injustices, stand up for any times when people don't are being mistreated. So are we quiet about immoral issues and unethical issues? Sometimes people stammer or they stutter. We find that even Moses didn't feel very confident speaking. And when God was sending him to Pharaoh, he said, oh, no, I'm not good at speaking. And God made allowances and sent him with Aaron, his brother. But Moses must have been practicing somewhere along the way, because by the time you get to Exodus and God is giving all the commandments and everything else, Moses is able to hear from God, able to decide what God has said and communicate that to the people. So he must have been getting better at it. And we can get better at whatever thing is stopping us from speaking up and speaking out. We can get better at it. So Jesus, again, he didn't want anyone bigging him up. He didn't want any fanfare. And he says, don't tell anyone what has happened. After he had taken the man away and he had done all of his disgusting stuff, he says, don't shout it from the rooftops what I have done. But this was so big. This was such a big thing that people could not help themselves. This was so interesting and so relevant and so much what Jesus was well known for, that they couldn't keep quiet. And they do tell a lot of people. And I wonder what you would do with that fame, what you would do with that sort of renown, being well known for something. Do you testify about Jesus? Do you testify about the great things he's done in your life, about his presence, his peace, or anything else that he's done for you? Jesus did amazing things, and he gave us the power to do even more than him, you know. I wonder whether you can think of any examples of great things that you have done, things that other people might look at and be like, wow, that's really, really amazing. So that's our discussion on today's parable, on today's miracle and the great things that Jesus did while he was here. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. And I hope you stay safe and keep well. God bless you. Bye.